When news broke that Michigan State University was essentially closing campus to undergraduate students this semester, children of migrant workers planning to attend school had less than 2 weeks to figure out where they would live. WKAR's Michelle Jokish-Polo has the story.
In mid-August, Kiara Zarate was at a rest stop in Arkansas, 13 hours away from home, when she opened an email from Michigan State University President Samuel Stanley Jr. The university had announced that due to safety concerns over the spread of COVID-19, the majority of undergraduate classes would pivot to remote instruction, and most on-campus housing would be closed. Zarate was on her way to East Lansing from Texas for her first semester of college.
And so obviously panic and fear set in because first I was driving half, across the country by myself. And now it was just kind of like a change of plans because I was planning on living in the dorms, in the dorm house here at Michigan State University.
At the time, she was not able to reach her parents.
I was a little bit scared because I didn't know what to do. My parents were at work. They're working right now in Wisconsin because we're migrant farm workers and they work 15-hour shifts. And so I couldn't talk to them. I couldn't call them.
So she was on her own to figure out whether she would keep driving to Michigan or go back home.
Because, I mean, getting up here without having a place to stay, it feels really bad. It feels really ugly. So I decided to keep going, but only because my parents had used the last of their money to help me get up here, for travel costs, gas money.
Zarate is in the MSU College Assistance Migrant Program, or CAMP, which supports children of migrant farm workers through college. Elias Lopez is the associate director of the program. He says with the closure of campus, some of the biggest challenges students in the program face are financial stress and additional family responsibilities.
Do they have access to reliable internet? Do they have access to reliable housing, safe housing? And if they do have safe housing, do they have housing that can accommodate a space for them to focus and study while they are home?
That was the case for Alondra Torres. She's a third-year student who also participates in the CAMP program, which assists her with a stipend. Torres signed a lease in East Lansing for the fall semester before the pandemic began. She says staying at her family home in Florida would have meant maneuvering remote learning while taking care of her elderly parents.
I have to make sure that I'm keeping everything safe, and my parents aren't really allowed to go out because they are older. So I'm usually the one who has to leave to go help and go get anything that they need from the store or any necessities they might need.
Because she knew she wouldn't be as successful learning from home, Torres moved to East Lansing. Her siblings agreed to take care of her parents. While housing options are limited for the two students, school officials say they are committed to providing on-campus housing for those who need it. But they can only accommodate fewer than 2,000 students. According to Lopez, students from the program are prioritized for on-campus housing.
Michigan State University wants to make available their residential spaces to the students that need it most. And so our students definitely will fit that requirement.
Ultimately, three students from the CAMP program were accommodated to live on campus. After couch surfing for a few weeks, Zarate signed a short-term lease with her cousin in an East Lansing apartment. She's learning to juggle college for the first time, while also living through a pandemic. As for Torres, she followed through with a lease she signed earlier this year, but is struggling to pay rent. She says she's having a hard time finding a job that fits her school schedule. For WKAR News, I'm Michelle Jokish-Polo.